Welcome to the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Lola Darling here, your guide through the intimate journey of self-liberation and embodied reclamation. Pour your favorite elixir, take a deep, cleansing, grounding breath, and join me as we dive into the raw, unfiltered, provocative essence of being fully alive and embodied in your authentic truth and power. This is where we celebrate the untamed, where your spirit roars, it's time to break free. I'm Lola Darling. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge, and this is your invitation to revel in the provocative dance of becoming fully alive to the truth of who you are. Let's get to it, shall we? Hi, loves. So before I drop this super special episode on you today, I just wanted to drop in and inform you of some things I've got going on so that you can come connect with me deeper, come play in my world, come experience some more magic beyond just the Embodied Liberation Lounge. So I have a free masterclass coming up. It's called Unleash Your Inner Vixen, and it's going to be on February 23rd on the full moon so that we can release all of this good girl conditioning and like people pleasing and like anything holding us back from our most embodied, empowered, authentic truth and power. And we're just going to dive into some somatic practices and some breathing and really get to the root of where these old masks or unserving identities and ways of being are coming from so that we can more easily release them, because it's really hard to release things until we can accept who, how, why, where, what, when they came from. So you'll find the link in the show notes to be able to register for the masterclass. I also am open and offering 4 spaces, one-on-one spaces to come into intimate container with me, super deep healing containers, lots of somatic work, breath work, lots of self-pleasure training and sexuality. We're playing with the subconscious and the nervous system. These are really comprehensive, in-depth embodiment containers where you have to be willing to show up for yourself. It takes work and commitment and devotion and taking responsibility for yourself and your self-awareness and taking action towards your life of thriving, towards being in a more embodied presence state with yourself and healing, releasing all of the ways and truths that are half-truths or false even that you've been exuding and living and breathing into the world as you that aren't you. So it takes commitment and it takes devotion, and I know you can do it. All you have to do is show up for yourself. So I invite you, if you feel like it's time, if you feel like you're ready for your next level and layer of healing and personal growth and evolution so that you can step into your power, into your reclamation of your truth, into a more embodied state of your own essence, soul, heart, womb, and sexuality, then please head on over to my Instagram, drop me a DM, or you can email me as my email per the show notes here, or find me wherever you feel the flow and calling to find me and come join me so that we can connect, we can play, we can get you set up, and we can start an in-depth healing journey for you as we go on this path towards cultivating and reclaiming your embodied truth and liberating your soul. All right, without further ado, let's get into this juicy episode on how the good girl conditioning is keeping you disembodied as fuck. This was recorded from a super tender, open place, viewing a waterfall from this casita in Bali, and it really is just, it is such a good episode, and it's so dear to my heart because it came through at this time where I had finally landed on who it is I'm here to serve. And that's you, the good girls, the people pleasers, the trying to be good enough girls. Like, you are my people. I see you. I've been you. In many ways, I still am you, because let's be real, all of our wounds and work that we do, it just keeps circling at higher and higher frequencies so that we can keep unspiraling and bringing ourselves back. So without further ado, here is this episode for you, and I hope you enjoy. When we're so conditioned to behave a certain way, to give in to the, I should be doing this, I should say this, I should not say this, I need to act this way, right? Quote unquote, our good girl conditioning. We're trying to be so good for the world around us so that we can prove we're worthy of their love, so that we can prove that we belong, so that we can prove we're good enough, right? Or lovable, or whatever our reasoning for playing out and being so deeply conditioned into being a good girl. What happens is we continuously abandon and sabotage ourselves over and over and over from the time that this conditioning started, right? From the time that this part of self started running the show, started creating our personality, started creating layers and layers of protection and walls around us, blocking us from our true power, blocking us from our authentic self, keeping us from the truth of the who that we are, that our soul came here to be and thrive and live as and express, so that we could be more digestible and acceptable to the world around us. And when we do this, we're not actually helping or solving or even really appeasing people around us, although it may seem like it, because we are the good girl, right? So everyone can relate to us. Everyone likes us because there's no reason not to. But what we're actually doing is sabotaging ourselves. And each time we create a new untruth in our expression of self, in the way that we live, in the way that we dress, in the way that we speak, in the way that we move, each time that we are creating ourselves from this good girl conditioning instead of our empowered, authentic truth, a little piece of us dies a little bit. It crawls back into this hole somewhere deep within us that says, I'm unlovable and I'm unacceptable. Therefore, when we give in to this need and conditioning to be seen as good and holy or worthy and acceptable and responsible, right? Like, however this good girl programming has seeped into you in your life, however you relate to it, can also be perfectionism and people pleasing and conformity, right? It can show up in so many different ways. But every time you give into it and have given into it, now you may be in this place in your life where maybe you're starting to realize this is happening, but maybe for many, many years, like the last decade or two of your life, the good girl conditioning has been running your life and you've probably been unconscious of it. It maybe is what got you into the job that you are doing. It's probably has a lot to do with how you dress, the men you date, how you behave in relationships, even in friendships and around your family. And so every time that we give power to the good girl conditioning over our empowered, authentic truth, we are sabotaging ourselves and therefore taking ourselves deeper into dissociation from self, out of body and further into mind. Because basically we've sent the message over and over and over to our very alive body mind that we are not acceptable as we are, that our empowered authentic truth isn't good enough. So we need to shove that down, push that away, and ignore that so that we can be this over here that we've been conditioned people want us to be, that we've been conditioned that people want us to see. And over time, are you understanding and following me that over time, this creates havoc in our bodies, in our embodiment, in our nervous systems? It just creates layers upon layers of this unworthiness. And what this does in the body is it just creates trauma within the body in our relationship with self. And so it will constantly push us up out of the body. Anytime that we want to drop into the body and try and connect with our body, try and connect with our heart or our wombs or any aspect of ourselves or even the other parts of ourselves, we get pushed back up into our heads and into our minds, leaving us very disembodied in the world, because to exist in our bodies feels uncomfortable or at a very detrimental level. Like, it feels wrong to us to be in our bodies, because for so long we have been telling our body that our truth is wrong or not good enough or not acceptable. It's not good, quote unquote. You're not the good girl. If your authentic truth is something different than what you've been conditioned to believe people will like and love you as. And so over time, we just keep getting more and more disembodied because we're just layering and filling our body with all of these emotions and thoughts and feelings that it's empowered truth. The empowered authentic truth of our soul and body isn't good enough. Now tell me, would you want to exist and live somewhere that wasn't good enough, that felt that way all of the time? So when the body feels this way, it's constantly pushing you back into your head, and then it's this vicious cycle, because we're also conditioned to live in our minds in this world. And so we get really comfortable there. We get really comfortable in the mind and forget to drop into the body. We forget to address the parts of ourself that we've been telling for many years, they're not good enough, they're not acceptable, they're not welcome here. Like our fully unleashed, erotic, rebellious self that just wants to get her hair pulled and her ass spanked, right? Like, with no limitations on her voice or what she could ask for. Maybe she got a little dom in her that's just aching to come out and spank her husband, right? Or tell him to get on his knees and eat her pussy. Like, these are all things that we don't allow ourselves to ask for, because we don't want to be seen as a little naughty, or naughty's not lovable, or we don't want to be rebellious because then we won't fit in. People won't like us. We won't belong. Good girl conditioning is keeping us disembodied as fuck. And it's time to take your power back, reconnect to your body, give attention and love and heal and integrate all of the parts of yourself that are aching to be released, that don't want to be a good girl anymore. They want to break free. They want to live freely and be turned on and dripping wet and like just living in their eroticism and their rebelliousness, totally liberated in their expression, asking for what they want. Like, all of these pieces of self are begging you to set them free, to break free from being the good girl, because the good girl is destroying your body. Because when we continue to be disembodied, we also create disease. We get unhealthy. And the further and further out and dissociated or disembodied that we get, the more we create space for breeding ground for disease and unhealthiness within our bodies. Because when we're not inhabiting our body, we're leaving space for other shit to come in there. Or we're harboring all of these emotions, right? This unfelt, stuck emotions of all of the times and all of the places and all of the ways that we told ourselves that we weren't good enough and we needed to be different, or we told ourselves we weren't good enough, right? Like, that's the big one. We told ourselves we weren't good enough. This good girl conditioning told us that who we were wasn't good. So we had to be this over here. This is the good. This is the good girl, quote unquote, good girl. It's not necessarily the holy, pure, religious good girl, right? It can be. But it's really the good girl conditioning that keeps us disembodied is the conditioning of what we told ourselves was good when we were telling the parts of ourselves that they weren't good enough. And therefore, we weren't going to express them or allow them. We were going to just tuck them away in our back pocket and pretend that they didn't exist, right? All of those parts of our shadow that we refused to harness and embody and integrate as ourself. We tucked them away, and what happened when we did that was we created more. We created even more shadow from this place of all of the good girl bullshit that we pretended to be good enough. We need to start reclaiming our right to exist and live in our bodies, embodied in our truth and in our authentic power. And this starts with remembering to drop in, remembering to allow ourselves to actually be in the body and feel the shit that we don't want to feel, which is all of this hurt parts of self that we've told for so long they weren't good enough to be there. This is the very top layer of our shadow work. What comes up in the body when you just try and exist in there? When you try and drop in from your mind for just a moment, where does it feel uncomfortable? Where does it feel like, I don't know, unsafe? Or simply too hard to listen to? Because a lot of times with what we're talking about here from this disembodiment from the good girl conditioning, right? It's like we're gonna get in there and we're gonna start feeling all of these parts of self that are activated and feel not good enough and feel unworthy. And if we're not careful, if we're not devoted to the process of healing and integrating this deep level of conditioning that we've been carrying around, this programming, if we're not devoted to integrating it and healing it and choosing a new way and rewiring the nervous system, which takes time, we're going to get as uncomfortable as fuck the moment we try and drop into our body, because we're going to have to feel what all of these parts of self that we've been harboring in there, telling they're not good enough. We're going to have to feel that first before we can even get to the truth of what these parts are that we've been telling they aren't good enough, right? We're going to have to get through that top layer first of them feeling like we've been telling them or subconsciously telling them for however long, right? Years and years and years. Generally, this good girl conditioning, it's not something you just pick up overnight in your late 20s from a bar. Like, it started when you were really young. And it just has been layering and layering and layering ever since then. So when we first go to drop deeply back into our bodies, because ultimately we've been pushed into our minds trying to create the persona that's good enough for the world around us, right? You're gonna get uncomfortable as fuck. It's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna feel fun. It's not gonna feel pleasurable. You're going to have to feel and really observe within you sensationally all the times that you told yourself you weren't good enough. That's the top layer. Under that, we start to see and feel and witness and experience all the times that the world around us made us feel not good enough, so that we had to tuck that piece away or that piece away on top of the ones we were already tucking away because we wanted to be good enough. We wanted to be the good girl. Yeah. Just feel into that for a moment and breathe in. Put your hands on your heart, right? Really feel your heart, how it's feeling right now. As you're realizing that you've got some work to do and it's okay. I'm here for you. I got you. And let's go liberate you. Let's liberate the romantic rebel within you so that your power can come in play. so that you can come live in your eros and your turn on and thrive in your truth, your authentic truth, your embodied truth, fully expressed in who you are and who you came here to be. Not who the world around you conditioned you to be, but who you are in your body, in your soul, in your truth. Let's go find her and bring her out, because the romantic rebel in you is ready to fucking play. Romantic and rebellious ones, thank you for sipping from the provocative cup inside the Embodied Liberation Lounge. This is Lola Darling. You can connect with me over on Instagram at @TheLolaDarling_. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it and don't forget to subscribe so that you always have a first-class seat in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Stay untamed, fancy, and free. But before you go, remember this. The world yearns for you in your power, turned on and dripping wet in your fully expressed truth and liberated soul. Trust yourself. Let the body be your guide and allow the mystery to unfold. Until our next dance with decadence and debauchery of all our untamed spaces and faces, keep dreaming provocatively, dreamers.